This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs helped to make personal computers and computer technology available to everyone. Stephen Paul Jobs was born in Los Altos, California on February 24, 1955. He was adopted when he was a baby and grew up in Northern California. After high school, Jobs attended college in Portland, Oregon, but left after his first semester to travel in India. When he returned to California, he learned that his high school friend, Steve Wozniak, was building computers as a hobby. Wozniak had just invented the Apple I computer. In 1976, Jobs and Wozniak started Apple Computer. They worked out of Jobs' garage. The Apple II personal computer that they built next appealed to both businesses and the public. The computer sold well, and the company prospered until about 1981. That year, IBM began to take business away from Apple. By then, Jobs and his development team had invented the Macintosh computer. Unlike the Apple II, the Macintosh was not very popular at first, and Jobs left the company in 1985 after being fired from the board. After Jobs left Apple, he started his own company called Next Software. Then, in 1986, he bought Pixar Animation Studios. In 1995, Pixar produced the first entirely computer-generated movie, Toy Story. It was a big hit, and Pixar went on to produce A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo. These movies made a great deal of money. Jobs was asked to return to Apple to help it become a leader in the computer field once again. In 1998, Apple introduced its iMac and iBook personal computers. Jobs became the CEO in the year 2000. Apple introduced the iPod shortly after Steve Jobs became the CEO. The iTunes Store was launched in 2003. 1 year later, Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Jobs beat his cancer and helped Apple release several important devices, including the iPhone and the iPad. He also sold Pixar to Disney. In 2011, Apple was declared the wealthiest company in America. Jobs resigned as CEO that same year. Steve Jobs died on October 5, 2011. He was 56 years old. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.